Wonderful Holy Spirit, we welcome your awesome presence in revealing the word to our hearts. As you move upon the face of the waters, move upon every heart that will hear this message, drawing men to Jesus, Holy Spirit. And Father, we thank you for it now in Jesus' name. To the book of Acts chapter 2, verses 40. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. What a word. Peter, while preaching, right after the day of Pentecost, he's telling the men of Israel something that we need to hear today. In verse 38 of Acts chapter 2, then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission or forgiveness of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are far off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. It's amazing how Peter is admonishing the people during his day to save themselves from the untoward. That word simply means perverse and crooked and degraded generation. I'm very much aware of what's happening in our world today, and so are you. And when you watch the news and you read the paper, if you still do that, all we're hearing and seeing is disastrous things taking place. We're seeing destruction on a scale that is so great. Jesus even mentioned about men's heart failing them for fear, and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Paul telling Timothy, this know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. Well, perilous times are not coming. We're already in them. Every time you pick up the paper, is something bad that happened in some part of the world, some part of the country. Disaster here, disaster there. And what Peter is telling the people, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Now the question may come, how can a person save themselves? Is that possible for an individual to actually save themselves? Well, just keep listening, because it's going to unfold as we go into this message. What I want to deal with today is saving yourselves from this untoward generation. When you hear the word untoward, it's almost like you're not going in the direction you're supposed to be going into. Untoward. And that word kind of sticks out with me. Peter's saying, save yourself from this crooked, from this perverse, from this immoral generation. And there's so much happening in our day, even in America and around the world. So many events taking place, and it shows how polluted and how messed up this generation is comparing to the time Peter was telling the people during his day to save themselves from their untoward generation. I realize every generation that comes, supposedly, is supposed to learn from the previous generation. But I'm mighty afraid that what's happening in our world today, it's almost like this generation is even worse than Sodom and Gomorrah. And for Peter to say, save yourself from this crooked, from this messed up, from this degraded generation, indications are that something individuals can do to bring about change in their own life. Now, we know we cannot change And hear this good. We cannot change the generation. We cannot change trees. We can't change plants. We can't change the world per se. But it's the people that lives on the planet. It's people that's in communities, towns, villages who can change. And what Peter is simply saying, save yourself. You must first of all see the need to change. I find that in this day, there's so many people who see nothing wrong with themselves. Now they can find fault with everybody else, but when it's time to see themselves in the mirror, it's like the mirror break. Because they see nothing wrong, and they got a cliche, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's deception. Because you could be messed up and don't even know it. In fact, you have so many people dressed up and messed up. Because you deck yourself outside with nice clothes, it doesn't mean your inside is matching your outside. And what Peter is simply saying, save yourself from this messed up, this perverse, this crooked generation. Why is Peter admonishing the people to save themselves? Well, when you consider the fact, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, right there, whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That statement right there, whosoever, notice, God so loved the world corporately. But then it becomes individually. Whosoever that's in the world will choose to believe in the one that God sent to redeem them, that person will have eternal life. So in other words, that person have saved themselves from this crooked generation because they recognize that they are a mess, living in a messed up age. Did you catch that? Saving yourself from this untoward generation is simply that you recognize that you need a savior. God has provided man a means of escape. His name is Jesus. The Bible says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. The world, as I said earlier, the world, this globe we're living on, the world itself can't be saved, but it's the people that's living on the world or living in the earth. They're the ones that can bring change or who can change. Now, every generation comes about, they brings in something different. Sometimes they bring from the previous generation. And for Peter to be telling the people, save yourself, recognize the condition of your own life. Recognize, number one, you can't change nobody but you. We see people's lives, and like I said earlier, we often see fault in other people, but don't see nothing wrong with ourselves. If you don't see nothing wrong with you, you're blinded. And you need your eyes open and keep listening because they will come open. Because the Bible said, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar and the truth is not in us. The Bible said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. This is the word I'm giving to you. So what Peter is simply saying, save yourself from this messed up generation. I don't care what's happening in the world. We don't have to be conformed to what's happening in the world, but we can be transformed by the renewing of our mind. But everything goes back to choice. Everything goes back to whosoever will. As I showed you in John 3:16, God so loved the world He gave his only begotten son, that whosoever that's in the world will hear about what Jesus has done for them and then make the decision of surrendering their life to Jesus. That person will have eternal life in heaven when they leave the world. So what Peter is simply saying, save yourself. You can't save no one else. Think about yourself, self-preservation. People will not go to heaven on somebody else's salvation. I must stress that one. Oftentimes, people thinking because someone in the family have given their life to Jesus, that give them browning points with God. No. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Salvation is an individual affair. No one can get saved for you. Why do you think Peter is simply saying, save yourself? He didn't say save somebody else, yet we can be used by God to point men to Jesus, but we cannot save them. The only one that you can save is yourself by you hearing the word of God and you receiving the word of God, you believing the word of God, and then you act upon what you hear. Romans 10 and 9, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, watch this, thou shalt be saved. Then Paul told the saints at Ephesus, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. So here it is, my friend. How can one save theirself from this untoward generation? And to think about all of the stuff that's happening in the world today, it behooves you to know that if you was to die right now, you will spend eternity in heaven, not in hell. Let me go back to John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. Stop right there. You cannot perish in heaven, but you can perish in hell. So what Jesus is simply saying, whosoever will that's in the earth believe that he is the way, the truth, and the life, watch this, accept him as their personal Lord and Savior, that person will not perish in hell, but they will have eternal life in heaven. All that's in John 3:16. So what Peter is simply saying, save yourself from this untoward generation, and that's simply by you recognizing your need for a Savior. Stay tuned for part two of Save Yourself from this untoward generation.